My name is Sydney Bryce. I'm 11 years old and not very clever. I'm not saying I'm thick, not completely thick anyway. I'm really good at drawing and I'm not bad at maths. Long division does my head in a bit, but I'm pretty good at adding and subtracting. At least that's what Dad says. No, what I'm thick at is writing. Creative writing. I just can't do it. I've tried loads of times. I've tried writing about pirates. I've tried writing about dinosaurs. I've even tried writing about fairies. But as soon as I pick up my pen, my brain goes blank. There's nothing in there. Nothing. Nada. Nout. It's like my imagination goes missing. I suppose it doesn't matter too much. I'm really good at other stuff. I can play football and build Lego models. I practice breakdance moves that I learnt off YouTube. Except it does matter. Because my teacher, Mr. Pilchard, thinks creative writing is the most important thing in the world. And he thinks kids who can't write creatively are idiots. And that makes me the biggest idiot he's ever met in his whole life. Stand up, Mr. Bryce. It's 9 a.m. on Tuesday morning, which means I'm about to be humiliated in front of my whole class. On Mondays, we hand in homework. On Tuesdays, we get our homework back. And my homework always comes last. I take it this piece of excrement is yours. Mr. Pilchard's holding up my poem. My poem, the one that I spent the whole weekend trying to write. Perhaps you'd like to read your masterpiece aloud, suggests Mr. Pilchard. That way the whole class can benefit from your literary genius. He's being sarcastic. I can tell he's smiling. Mr. Pilchard has the most unpleasant smile in the world. It's the exact smile a murderer would have just before he does you in with a garden fork. Mr. Pilchard puts the poem on my desk and waits. I don't move. I don't want to read it out loud because it's rubbish. I know it's rubbish. He knows it's rubbish. Everyone in the room knows it's rubbish. The bullies at the back of the class, they're going to laugh at me and call me boogie brain. They always do after I read out my homework. Now, Mr. Bryce, Mr. Pilchard snarls, before we all die of old age. There's no way of getting out of it. Mr. Pilchard never changes his mind, especially when he's being mean. He loves being mean. The same way that my little sister Wendy loves ice cream, which is a lot. I pick up my poem. I take a deep breath. 6 hours to the end of school. One recess. One lunchtime. Oh, that's not so bad. I can dodge the bullies. I can hide somewhere. The day will be over before I even know it. Oh, yeah, right. I hold the page in front of my face and I read. Cows go moo, and then they poo. Yucky yuck, it's on my shoe. There's a few quiet titters at the back of the class. Otherwise, the class stays silent. Drawing attention to yourself is a bad idea in class 6P. Do you know what you are, Mr. Bryce? Mr. Pilchard leers over me, lowering his face towards mine. No, Mr. Pilchards, I mutter. He's so close I can see the flakes of dandruff in his beard. He looks like a mangy dog with a fungal infection. You're a dung beetle, he spits. You're a worthless worm. You're the most brainless child I've ever had the misfortune to teach. Spittle sprays across my forehead. I try not to throw up. Mr. Pilchard's the most disgusting person on the planet. He should be locked up in a glass cage and put in a museum in the freak section. I stay still. Still as I can, and I wait for him to go away. I listen to his crusty bogey scroping up and down his nostril hairs. Yuck! I'll never eat cornflakes again. Class 6P is a laughing stock, barks Mr. Pilchard, turning away. Mr. Bryce here may be the thickest child on the planet, but the rest of you aren't much better. We came last in the Bookweek Poetry Contest. Last! We even lost to Miss Webster's Kinders. Well, I'm not going to put up with it for a moment longer. I'm going to give you all one last chance to salvage my reputation. The Bookweek Story Competition is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and you will all be handing in brilliant stories. And I do mean brilliant. Anyone handing anything less than brilliant will be put on detention for a month. He pauses for dramatic effect. Beard bristling, he narrows his eyes and he turns back to me and he says, And as for you, Mr. Bryce, he hisses, you will be handing in a story so good, so fantastic, so eye-wateringly wonderful that it leaves me speechless. Do I make myself clear? Yes, Mr. Pilchard, I mutter. Perfectly clear. Good, he snarls, narrowing his eyes. Because if you fail to impress me, I'm going to grind you into mincemeat and feed you to the classroom pet. He points at Mr. Whiskers, a suspiciously fat guinea pig. I gulp. Everyone knows the legend of Mr. Whiskers. Wendy Tarbuckle. Failed a spelling test, March 3rd. Never seen again. Mr. Whiskers licks his pudgy lips. A shiver runs down my spine. I've got to do some serious thinking.